Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Songs of the Savior lying in a manger, what a joy to know him when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, December 26th, 2022. I'm your friend Donna Leland, and I've got lots of great Christmas music to share as we keep the season going and celebrating the birth of Jesus. I'll be giving some interesting insights concerning some of your favorite Christmas songs right here on Mark and Friends. Silent Night is such a favorite during this Christmas time. Do you know the backstory? It all started in Austria in 1816. That's when Joseph Moore wrote the German lyrics to Silent Night. It was a way to convey hope. He had an impoverished and traumatized congregation, and he was inspired as he went for a winter walk through a quiet town, and the beautiful words came to him. Now, how did we get the melody? Well, then in 1818, Moore asked Franz Xaver Gruber, he was a school teacher and the church organist, to set that poem to music. Gruber composed that melody one afternoon. And then it was Christmas Eve, 1818, when it got its debut. Moore sang and played the guitar while Gruber provided the melody, and the carol was first performed in St. Nicholas Church in Oberndorf, Germany. So it's got some great history. Steve Green lends his voice to Silent Night. Our next favorite Christmas hymn is Angels from the Realms of Glory, and it's got its roots in Ireland. Now, do you know the problems between the Irish and the English? Well, the English dominated Ireland for many years, and so, of course, the Irish, they were oppressed. James Montgomery was of Irish descent, and he was a newspaper man who would write editorials, which would get him into trouble because the English would look and read the newspaper to see who they needed to go and throw into jail. And that happened to him a couple times during his writing career because of his political writings. And so this tension was constantly going on between the English and the Irish. Well, one Christmas in 1816, he just decided, I'm going to write something that would bring us together and really focus in on the message of Christmas, the For God So Loved the World. 20 years later, things take a little time. Henry Smart, one of England's first organists and composers, discovered Montgomery's nativity poem. He picked it up and he wrote music to it and incorporated it into his worship experience, because Henry Smart thought that worship wasn't just something to view, but it was something to participate in and be a joyful corporate experience. And there you have it. That song brought together the Irish and the English as we focus in on Jesus. Maybe we need a little bit of Angels from the Realms of Glory attitude this Christmas.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who set creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ, the new.
We take for granted that we can enjoy all this wonderful Christmas music over the airwaves, but that was not so over 100 years ago. There wasn't radio. There was telegraphs. There was Morse code. But a voice and music had never been broadcast before. That's where Reginald Fessenden comes in. He was a Canadian, and he was determined to see if he couldn't broadcast sound, the voice, the music, over the airwaves. And so he got some wealthy partners to help him build a 400-foot tower. And for years, he obsessed over this, put hours of research into developing this radio technology. He wanted to allow a steady wave on a single frequency that could carry sounds. And so it was Christmas Eve. He got his violin, he had a microphone, and he began to play O Holy Night through the microphone. And then he would read from the Bible, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill." Can you imagine the sailors, the 12 miles away that it reached, hearing something over the radio that had never been heard before? A live voice and music. What an amazing Christmas that they had once they got over the shock of what they heard. You wonder how many great songs were lost simply because people didn't get a chance to write them down. I'm your friend, Donna Leland, and so thankful for John Wesley Work II. So grateful that he wrote down this next favorite Christmas hymn, Go Tell It on the Mountain. The way he came about that was he was born 6 years after the Civil War ended. And so think about that. Growing up as a young man, as a teenager, he would be completely aware of all the songs that had been sung during that time of bondage. It also helped that his dad was a choir director in their church in Nashville. And so he grew up singing all these songs, and he, at one point, as an adult, realized, I need to write these down, and that's what he set about to do. Aren't you glad that he did that and captured that for us? He really was the very first one to ever get that insight that this needed to be done. He was a part of Harvard. He also was a part of Fisk University, and he came up with a songbook called New Jubilee Songs as sung by the Fisk Jubilee Singers. 6 years later, he came out with a second volume that this song was a part of. It'd be kind of neat to get your hands on that and just see some of the other wonderful African-American spirituals that were captured in the time and the day that they were sung. Let's enjoy now, Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Tell it over and over those hills and everywhere. Go, go, tell it on the mountain. Say, say my Jesus. Say that Jesus, tell them Jesus Christ is born. Now go and tell it on the mountain. Well, tell it.
Thanks so much for being a part of Mark and Friends. We're a ministry of Great News Media. We are so grateful for your partnership in this ministry. We trust you're having a blessed Christmas season. Thanks again for partnering with us here at Great News Media.